The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future. And so you told us the future is now.
We
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. Just watching Austin Aries continuously get dragged on Twitter. I don't even really know him. Like, I don't remember him on NXT or WWE or anything, but time I see his name on the Twitters, he's just getting dragged for things.
Oh, yeah. He's a smug individual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what did he do? Why are people dragging?
I have no idea. It's just my timeline going, you're a bitch-ass motherfucker. I don't know. I don't know what he did. He's just getting dragged. I did see one random tweet where he's just like, I'm the best worker or something because I can just get people riled up with doing like the minimal thing instead of you guys who are doing so much heel work behind Twitter. And I was like, okay. And then someone was like, bro, nobody likes you. you're not a great heel worker. You just suck, and we're telling you about it. I was like, ooh, well, damn. I'm like, I don't know what you did, but this is funny. Watching you get dragged is really funny.
Well, you know, everything went downhill for him once he no longer was dating Ms. Zelina Vega.
Oh, yeah. He dated Zelina?
Uh-huh.
Woo.
Yeah.
Let me see what he actually looks like. Hold on. Because she's very beautiful. So, and he is not. Mm-mm. Oh. That's probably rude, but what the hell? What is this? What is this facial hair? What is this? It looks like an arrow. What are you doing? Zelina, why? But she likes, like, grungy, like, white men, considering who she's married to. So, but, like, no. But that's a phenomenon. Just really fine women and these, like, dudes who are, you're like, how did you? Maybe you're funny? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's usually how it works.
Anyway. Yeah. I mean, humor gets you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're just like, how? Okay, sure. I guess maybe you're a nice man. But he doesn't seem like a nice man, so I don't know. Any hoozles. Let me stop being me.
Thank you for joining us here on the NXT Cast this week. We are going to jump right into this episode. We're going to save the particulars for all the stuff that we usually do at the end because we have a jam-packed episode.
Yes.
We're going to talk about and preview TakeOver both nights 1 and 2 on this particular episode because this is the final episode of NXT before the 2 nights of TakeOver. So, in a match that was added just this week on NXT to find out who was the best technical wrestler in all of the world, Pete Dunne is going to wrestle Kushida.
Yes. Yes.
Your thoughts? Yeah, who you think's gonna win? Who you think's gonna? What do you think's gonna be the? You know, what's gonna be the outcome?
think, oh no, this is hard. I think I'm going to go with Kushida.
Okay.
I got to go with Jeet Kushida.
Right.
Oh, but this is going to be so good. All the reversals, in the submission, in the bone breaking.
Yeah, it's going to be a very significant match, because I think yeah, they're going to try to show you all the technical wizardry.
Yeah, they are. Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to have this gauntlet eliminator match for a shot at the North American title. Our participants are going to be Leon Ruff, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes, Dexter Lumis, and LA Knight. And they will be appearing in the match in the order that I read them off. So Leon Ruff and Swerve Scott will be the guys to start it off. Then after about 2 minutes, Bronson Reed and so forth and so on until we get to LA Knight, who was the last person in the Gauntlet Eliminator. Thoughts? Who you want to win? Who would you like to see face Johnny for the North American title?
I kind of want to see Swerve Scott win it. Cause, ooh. And then they can continue the story with him and Leon Ruff.
I like that.
Because I think, yeah, so I'm going with Swerve Scott. It's probably going to be Dusty Lumis. No, wait. No, it's not. Wait, is he in there? I can't look. He said, yeah. I want Swerve Scott. I'm going with Isaiah Swerve Scott.
Okay. All right. For the NXT UK title, Tommaso Ciampa is going to face Walter. I think we should be praying for the well-being of Tommaso Ciampa.
Am I? Or am I praying for the violence?
Okay.
I think it's the latter, if you know me.
Violence?
This is, yeah. Me? I'm so nice. He's going to chop the hell out of him. Yes. Yeah. I'll go with Valta. I like saying his name with an accent.
Triple threat for the vacant NXT tag team titles. MSK versus the Grizzled Young Veterans versus Legado del Fantasma. I think we've already discussed just you want MSK to win this.
Yes. My flippy boys, I want them to win it. But I would not be mad if any of the other ones win it. If Legado del Fantasma wins it, or if Grizzly Young Veterans wins it, because I like all these teams.
Mm-hmm.
So either way. And then they can just have feuds amongst each other and then put Breezango up in there. Whatever it is, everybody's going to have a good time. By everybody, I mean me. I'm going to have a great time. It's going to be fun. Going to flip over everything. Yay!
And then the main event of the first night of this year's NXT TakeOver, Stand and Deliver, the champion, Io Shirai, defending against Raquel Gonzalez.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to throw a curveball. I think Io might be losing this one.
I think
Raquel is taking that title.
I'm hearing a lot of that around the way.
She got thrown through a wall. Plaster. Went everywhere.
Foreshadowing.
Multiple times. Multiple times. I think she's losing it. I mean, she has to lose it to somebody. She's been champion for almost a year. So, I mean, while it's great... They can't be champion forever. She's going to have to lose it to somebody. And I think she's going to lose it to Raquel. I see it. I love you, girl. You've been a great champion, but I think ooh, I think this might be the night.
We will definitely see. I'm torn because I still would love to see EO continue this reign a little while longer. But I understand totally that, you know, it has been quite a run for her. And, you know, it may be time to let somebody else have it for a little while and then let her get it back or something. So, but the match should be quite a banger based off of the NXT episode that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Now we move over to night two, where we're going to have that unsanctioned match, no rules, no liability for NXT between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. What are you thinking on this?
Oh my God. I'm thinking that people are going to die. Oh my God. I don't know what's going to happen. I think, I don't know. I'm going with Kyle O'Reilly.
Okay.
Going with Mikhail.
Going with your heart, huh?
Mm-hmm, I am. Adam Cole broke it. He super kicked it in the face.
NXT North American title match. The Gauntlet Eliminator winner for the case of this episode. Missing me, that would be Swerve Scott facing off against Johnny Gargano.
This is going to be fun.
Johnny Takeover.
Yeah. He called Rico Goo Goo Banana. Oh, I love him. I think he's going to retain. He's probably going to retain. But if not, I want Swerve Scott to get it. And then for him to be like, the curse is back. To go crazy again.
We're going to have a ladder match. And it's going to be a cruiserweight title unification match as one NXT champion, Jordan Devlin, faces off against another NXT cruiserweight champion, Santos Escobar, in this penultimate match.
I have Santos Escobar. Okay. Thought I was going to choose Santos Escobar. Ha, you're crazy. Choosing him.
That one's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a really tough match to call, too, because I could see it go either way.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just won't know until you see the end results of the match. But I think that this match is going to be the banger of this whole weekend. I think
because they're going to try to steal that whole show.
Yeah, I think that's the match everybody's going to come out and be like, did you see that? And then for the NXT title in the main event of night two, Karrion Kross is going to try to get the title away from Finn Balor.
I don't think so.
Not yet?
Mm-mm. Benjamin Lee Balor, you better retain. He's going to. This is who I picked. Not that unblinking man. Although this week was the most interesting I found him. But no, I go with Finn. All the way.
He's much better on those taped segments than he is just speaking live or after a match.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Still no blinking. But
I don't know what it is that allows him to come off much more credible in those pre-tape settings than in the live actual setting. But yeah, they could definitely accentuate that part of his development a little bit more, try to keep him out of the, you know, more difficult situations. But
I know what it is. It's the ambiance. They add the context. It is. They when he was talking about, like, all his judo stuff, they, like, showed that.
Right.
And they showed that it's actually credible there. And then there was the music. And then there was Scarlett just being Scarlett with the bang. She had bangs down. Woo! But it's like...
The B-roll helps out everything.
Yeah, it does. Because in his matches, I don't see the whole judo, the whatever other little things that he did. He doesn't do a lot of those, like, in the actual matches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of that. I think if he would translate that more into the matches, it would make it a little bit more interesting. And then I guess some people just aren't good live. Look at Ember Moon. I mean, just look at Ember Moon. And those pre-tape things, it was great. When she speaks live, I'm like, don't give her a microphone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And maybe the trucks he wore was helping. I enjoyed those as well. The muscles and all that. So, that helped.
Well, there you have it. The entire TakeOver card with some...
Yes!
Some insight from Miss Simi about who she feels is going to come out victorious in these matches. It's going to be a great two nights. Going to be a little bit different with the two nights and two different nights on two different networks. You know, just be prepared. The first night is USA. The second night is Peacock. Yeah, so, you know, just hopefully everybody has a smooth transition getting on to Peacock, and they do it soon. And we see everybody in the hashtag cast takeover next Wednesday and Thursday night.
Oh, I'm actually going to be there. Haha, what fun. Usually I'm not there. Yay!
We start off with a recap of Cameron Grimes trying to secure that intellectual property from Roderick Strong. Then that leads to this week where they have a match. And our man, Cameron Grimes, got the best of Roderick Strong. What appears to be a foreign object falls out of the waistband of Cameron Grimes. Roddy picks it up, and it was an Undisputed Era armband. It distracts Roddy just enough for Cameron Grimes to hit him with the cave-in, and Cameron Grimes is your winner.
Why was that in your trunk, Cameron? Why? Oh, poor Roddy's going through it. Oh, he's going through it.
Yeah. He looks so much less cool in his regular gear than he did the black and yellow.
Because he's lost without his family. That's what happens. Oh, poor boy.
A video package airs of Karrion Kross training for TakeOver. That's basically what we were just talking about a minute ago. After the break, a video package airs of Walter talking about Tommaso Ciampa. He's aware of how he was a dominant and ruthless champion. But he says, after his injury, Walter knows that championships and such aren't the most important thing to him. That's the difference between them, as Walter is dedicated to the sport and the title.
Mm-hmm. Walter's going to get him. Yeah.
Legado del Fantasma, they're in the ring. Santos Escobar issues an open challenge, and then he puts himself over. Tyler Breeze comes out and says he's worked his ass off to be here, and he accepts the challenge. So Santos Escobar defeated Tyler Breeze. When Tyler Breeze slapped on the sharpshooter, Santos manages to get to the ropes. Santos then hit the Phantom Driver and picked up the win.
This was a banger of a match. Oh my God. Oh, this was so good. Every time I see Tyler Breeze wrestle, I'm like, how has he not been a singles champion? Like, how was the NXT title, like, his first championship? It's crazy to me. He's so good in every style. I'm like, oh, this match was so great. Like, imagine if those two were feuding for that damn title. My God. Ah! Good.
Yeah, this
was. Love this match.
This was very good, man. Tyler Breeze, like you said, he's put in so much work throughout his whole time at NXT. Throughout the time that we've been covering NXT, he's definitely been one of the standouts consistently. But like you said, for some reason, just the individual title runs have been, you know, non-existent for him, and I don't know why either.
Right. Like, if they had put him in this, like, eliminator thing, the Battle Royale thing, I wouldn't have to win. Imagine him and Johnny Gargano feuding for that damn title. The banger matches that they could get.
Right, right.
I just, ugh. So good, Tyler Breeze. And his music still bangs. Every time it comes out, I just groove.
Legado del Fantasma looked to beat on Tyler Breeze, but MSK run out to make the saves. Legado del Fantasma escapes, but the Grizzled Young Veterans interrupt. They're on the Titantron. They say that MSK is distracted by memes, while Legado del Fantasma are distracted by trying to impress Santos. Meanwhile, they're focused on becoming the next NXT Tag Team Champions.
I love this promo. This is great. Give me more tag team action. This is good. I like this a lot.
The way they're being interviewed backstage, Johnny complains about the gauntlet a little bit later.
Wake up!
He says that Austin Theory is in it, and Austin Theory says that they can pull off the finger poke of doom if he wins. Johnny says that that killed the business, but they're still here for it, so it's okay. That's when Candice and Indy plan on showing what real women's tag team action is tonight.
This is funny. They're also funny together.
Last week, we see Io, after she got powerbombed to the table. She's in a trainer's room. She's nursing her injuries. She's asked if she may have bitten off more than she could chew by challenging Raquel. Io says that's exactly why she picked her.
You see, you should have never asked her that, because as soon as you said, oh, do you think you got more? She said, oh, bet. And she never stopped running up on that girl the whole goddamn night. Mackenzie, this is your fault. Because do you know how there are those people who, if they will never turn down a dare, a challenge, nothing. If you say you can't do it, they're like, oh, word, and they're gonna do it the whole time. That's Io. Don't ever tell her she can't do nothing, because she will do it, and that's what she did the whole night. This was the starting point right here. You should have never asked her nothing. You should have just said, are you okay? Good. Looking forward to your match, and then headed on out. But now look. Because of you, that girl got thrown through a goddamn plaster wall. Your fault.
Indy and Candice, they defeat two local talents. Candice hit the Wicked Stepsister, and then Indy comes in with a flying elbow, and they get the win. Candice gets on the mic and says, there isn't a woman in the back who deserves to be a champion more than her. She's not wrong. They're coming for the tag team titles, and they'll do it their way at TakeOver. Ember and Shotzi show up to respond. They run Candice and Indy down for thinking the titles belong to them, but they do accept the challenge. Shotzi then shoots Indy with the tank with whatever that little ball is. Shot her like the stomach or whatever.
Yeah. I love when she does it. Go find Robert Stone.
Yeah, Robert Stone not on this week after being a big part of the show the past month or so with his new collective. Yep. Not this week.
See? Now this is what I was saying about giving Ember Moon the goddamn microphone. Don't give her the microphone. She wasn't horrible this week, but she wasn't good. Stop giving her the microphone. Just give it to Shotzi. And at this point, they're failing. Okay, where's my paper? Okay, this TCB shit, where is it? TCB with this Ember's Law, it's still not on my face. So now, minus 10 points. You're going to get an F. Okay, because I don't have my paper. You're not explaining what this means. But this tag team championship match is going to be great. Oh, and those two girls, they're the new signees at NXT. I forgot their names, though. But I know there are two of the new NXT. They're part of the new class that's coming.
Right.
So I'm excited to see it. That looked good. So I was like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they're young and up and coming, so, you know, this is just experience for them. More experience, the better they'll be. Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez are walking backstage as Raquel gets ready for a match. That's when Io walks up to her and says she can't kill her, and Io attacks, and they start to brawl. Of course, Dakota comes over to help, and Io gets slammed onto a crate before the officials can break it up.
And that's number one of the Astika attack. She punched that lady right in her titties. It was like, boom, fight. I was like, damn. That's how you get them. Punch her right in the titty. It's over.
Yeah, Io Shirai was just beginning her night with this effort here in the back. Roderick Strong, he's walking out of the building. He tells Mackenzie that he's done. He's going home. They're like, hey, there's the battle royal tonight that you're in. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I'm out.
Oh, poor Roddy. Oh, he's going through it. He needs a hug. He needs a hug from his friend, but his friends are too busy fighting each other. Robert, come back. You're the only one that can fix this. Please. Your children. They're hurt. Come help your children.
Raquel Gonzalez defeated Zoe Stark. Raquel catches Zoe Stark with a one-arm powerbomb and got the win. Well, after the match... Oh, yeah. We can talk about that. Zoe Stark showed out a lot in this match. She's got the power to hang in there with Raquel, even if she doesn't have the height. So it made the matchup very even.
I love this match. I am such a fan of Zoe Stark. Just every time she comes on in this pink gear, looking like a damn Power Ranger, I was like, yes! This is so good. I really love their dynamic together. Give me that Dakota versus Zoe Stark feud. I see it coming because Dakota attacked her. Give me this feud. I want it. Put it in my hands.
Io runs out against the wishes of the officials and goes right after Raquel. She drop kicks her to the outside. She follows up with more shots but gets caught by Raquel and gets thrown into the plexiglass.
Lord.
Damn, Io.
Like, the definition of on-site. And by on-site, she means she's going to find you so that you are in her sight so that she can beat you down. That's what she means. Not when I see you, I'm going to confine you so that I see you and then we can fight. Io! I was like, ma'am, please, stand down. Io, stand down.
Io was not going to be denied this week when it came to Raquel Gonzalez and proving that she was tougher and, on the level of, of Raquel as far as the toughness and, being able to get back up after taking a beating. So good little thread throughout the rest of the show here. Kushida is interviewed and says nothing will stop him from winning tonight. Pete Dunne interrupts him to say that he's the best technical wrestler in the world, not Kushida. He dares Kushida to try and prove him wrong. Kushida said he hurt him and he will prove him wrong.
Yes! Yes! I can't wait. It's going to be so great. Woo!
We have a Prime Target special for Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. It basically just goes into their long, long backstory of being friends since the teenage years and shows a bunch of photos of them, coming up through the ranks. Just one of those really good, like you said, WWE produced feature promo packages.
Yeah. I'm like, make this into a freaking theater movie. This was good. All this freaking documentary style shit. I was like, I didn't know they've been friends for that long. This makes it even worse. Damn it, Adam Cole. Y'all been friends for like 12 years. How dare you? Why would you do that? Oh, I was like, oh my God. Every time they flash back to that picture of Adam Cole with his sideburns and his hair. And I'm like, oh no. They've been friends for so long. It just adds, it just sprinkles more history and more stakes all on through this. Ooh, this is great. Beautifully produced. Just loved it.
Xia Li and Tian Sha defeated Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter.
I think it's clear that Xia Li's loyalty is to Tian Sha.
Absolutely. Tag was made, and well, I think we've all come to the conclusion, Wade. Casey and Caden are getting the friend back.
Oh, you think so? Xia Li tried to cripple Catanzaro 5 weeks ago. She tried to smash her leg to pieces. You can't exactly smooth something like that over with a box of chocolates.
And look at the quick tag team action and tags. And continuity between Catanzaro and Caden Carter.
Yeah, Catanzaro suffered an injury in the hands of Xia Li.
Cover, hook of the leg. And Xia Li kicks out at two. Catanzaro rammed spine first and now tossed right into the barricade by Xia Li. And this is just that nasty demeanor.
The focused warrior spirit of Xia Li. Let's call it what it is. She had the fear. She had the lack of focus all beaten out of her when she joined Tian Sha. This is the devastating result.
I want to reiterate, Beth, Xia Li is by herself, doing it alone, showcasing power. Inside cradle, small package, and a kick out at one.
I mean, I wonder if this is some kind of penance or punishment for Xia Li from Mei Ying.
But did you just see what Casey Catanzaro just did?
Yeah, she's the most acrobatic superstar here in NXT, and she needed all of that to take Xia Li down, that twisting lung blur or whatever you want to call it. But now she really needs to get this tag. She's done the hard work. Now get yourself over to Caden Carter.
Mei Ying and Boa looking on.
You
want to
come down here?
Hey, you
know?
Manage yourself here. What are you doing?
Don't worry about me. Come on. Can I come up here and start stuff with my friend? Hey, come on. You want to go? Get in that ring.
Casey Catanzaro now, Beth, is by herself.
Disturbing scene.
Huge knee right under the jaw. Catanzaro charging back in and just got sliced by Xia Li. Into the cover. Xia Li again victorious.
Here is your winner, Xia Li.
Well, there is a lot to break down at the end of that match. What on earth did we just witness?
Is Caden, like, does she have white in her? Because the way I was like, ma'am, why don't you learn? This is white people shit. What are you doing? Why? Why would you walk up to her and be like, what do? You want to fight? No. Obviously, look at her. She's a homunculi. I said this. She's a magical being. What are you doing? Now look at you. Now you're knocked out by some crazy freaking magic powder that you can't get up from. Why? Get out of that woman's face. I knew it. As soon as she walked, I was like, oh, she's going to die now. Going to die. There it goes. Ah, this Xia Li thing is so interesting to me. It's like one of the best stories. I'm so invested.
They did a good job of tearing her down and then taking you on the ride of them building her back up. And now you're trying to see, you know, if she can, you know, basically meet the expectations.
Yeah. And she is.
So
my
far,
God.
So good. Yeah. So far, so good. Raquel is being interviewed backstage when, stop me if you heard this before, Io attacks her again. Raquel again puts a beating on Io. She chokes her up and ends up throwing Io through a wall.
Lord. I mean, I know I said that I thought Dakota was going to get super kicked through a glass. They were like, psych, we're going to put Io through a wall instead. Why? Io! as soon as I saw, I was just like, she's not gonna do it again. She's not. Nope, there she is. Damn it, EO. Jesus Christ. Why are they trying to kill this poor lady? I'm like, EO, please. Stop. You have a match in like a week. Save this aggression. Please. My goodness. Even Raquel was like, crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
But she is crazy.
She is loco. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Throughout the night, we've been seeing this little dog like making his way all through like the parking lot and into the into the performance center and in the locker room and all this. And the dog finally makes it to its destination and stops at the feet of someone wearing high heel boots, and the screen reads, "See you April 13th, Frankie."
What? Who was it?
"See you April 13th, Frankie."
Oh. Ooh. See, I didn't see the name. All I saw was "See you April 13th."
Oh, okay, okay. That, so by the way, like, is the first night that they go on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I caught that. I was just like, ooh, who is it?
Yeah.
Maybe the dog thing is Frankie.
If you didn't know, it is official April 13th, NXT Tuesday night.
Yeah.
New deal with USA, and so they got him off Wednesdays.
Woo!
Tommaso Ciampa cuts promo in the back. He talks about a necklace his wife and baby girl gave him when he went into surgery. It was ripped off when he was attacked last week, and it reminded him of his journey. He's heard the talk about him not being the 2018 Ciampa anymore. He has changed, but that doesn't mean he won't take the head off of the dragon. That is Walter. He'd rather be the guy who has something to fight for. The Black Heart and the Psycho Killer is still there.
Sure. You're going to get chopped to death. Ha ha. Can't wait.
Time to hear from Finn Balor. Finn says that he's been waiting for Karrion Kross for a long time. He talks about takeovers and how he's used to them. His stamina is his strong suit, and the longer the match goes, the closer Karrion Kross is to drowning in a takeover. Karrion chokes.
Yes. Talk your shit, Finn. Can't wait.
Now it's time for the Battle Royal to end the show. It's supposed to be a 12-man Battle Royal with the final six competitors moving on to the Gauntlet Eliminator match at WrestleMania. But it was only 11. Participants, because Roderick Strong was like, nah, I'm not even gonna waste my time trying to win that tournament tonight. I'm just gonna take it to the house.
Oh, Roddy.
So Leon Ruff, Swerve Scott, Bronson Reed, LA Knight, Dexter Lumis, Cameron Grimes are your final six. We're down to LA Knight and Dexter Lumis. They go back and forth with LA Knight surviving and getting Dexter Lumis eliminated. So LA Knight will be the final man into the Gauntlet match.
I had to rewind the ending because they're like, I was just like, wait, how? Did he, wait, what? So I had to rewind it just to see exactly how he won because it like confused me for a second.
Lots of action in this particular match. A lot of people pairing off. You can see a lot of future storylines developing as well in this particular match. LA Knight winning, I guess.
Sure. I mean, he didn't win the whole thing. He's just the last one coming in.
Right.
So,
right.
I guess, cute.
Lumis as Lumis was just looming for most of the match.
Yep. I was just like, why are you here? What are you doing? Why? What are you about? Like, what's going on? And then freaking Cameron Grimes trying to pay them off.
Yeah, he got the money involved, and it didn't work out for him.
And then dumbass Austin Theory, not Austin, fucking Austin Theory. It was like, why?
Trying to save himself. He tried to hook. Yeah. What he tried to do was, he tried to do the thing where they knock him out the ring, and he hooked the bottom rope with his feet, but he missed.
Yeah.
And then, the rest of the comedy ensued.
I was like, you're so dumb. Oh, my God. did the damn kip up. It was like, I did it. And Aja was like, get out. You lost. Your feet were on the get out. That was funny.
Yeah.
And I like the way that they're continuing the Leon Ruff and Swerve Scott like thing. Because as soon as they hit the ring, fight. Mm-hmm. Fisticuffs. It's on. But yeah.
But we're not done yet. The show's not over.
No, it's not.
Because a beaten down Io Shirai makes her way out to the ring and gets a microphone demanding Raquel Gonzalez come out here. Raquel answers the request and Io attacks her again. And the locker room has to empty to keep them apart. Raquel shoves most of the women from the back out of the way, but Io hits her on the apron. She is sent back, but drop kicks her off. Then Io attacks the girls trying to hold her back, and then she adds a springboard splash onto everyone else to end the show.
My goodness. Io, please. My God. I was like, no, she's not. Oh, she's doing it again. Damn it, Io. You just went through a wall. What are you doing? Please go rest. Please go make an appointment with your chiropractor. You have a match in a week. My God, she's crazy and I love her.
Io said that she's not going to let nobody intimidate her or think that they can whoop her.
We believe you. I promise we believe you. You don't have to do this, Io.
So, yeah, man, that was a very interesting thread throughout the whole night of the show. Io Shirai just attacking Raquel Gonzalez every time she was on camera for something.
I know Raquel was like, please let me rest. Right. I'm sick of your shit. Right. God, it was great.
Yeah, it was a great ending. Great way to get you invested into this takeover that's going to happen next week. Mm-hmm. Get you really hyped to see that main event of night one, where it's going to be Io defending the title against Raquel Gonzalez. So, you know, lots of things happening, lots of wrestling coming up in the next couple of weeks. And, mm-hmm. you know, we'll have the hashtags all over the place. So hopefully everybody will follow those hashtags, use those hashtags, and share their commentary with color. So at this point, Miss Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
A shout out to you, Don. As always, shout out to the WrestleCast family. Shout out to the CSPN family. Shout out to the patrons for paying a little extra to hear us talk some more. Shout out to the listeners and you guys and the hashtags. And just shout out to Io Shirai just for being a bad bitch who will not stay down. Love you, girl. But goddamn.
I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Simi for joining me once again for another episode of the NXT Cast. I also like to thank Miss J to the Max, Mr. Anwar Starwin, Mo to the _ Reese. They helped record some programs here through the WrestleCast Network over the past week or so. So please check those episodes out. Cast of Strong Style, Rawcast, and SmackDown Matters. Give a shout out to Miss Didi Jonay. Give a shout out to Classic, Mel, Greg as well. Give a shout out to everybody who used the hashtag NXTCast this past week to share their commentary with color with us. Greatly appreciate it. Definitely entertaining, and we hope to see everybody in the cast takeover hashtag next week for the big two-night event from Raymond James Stadium. You can listen to us rant and rave about AEW and Dynamite over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. That's our premium content. We've also got candid conversations from pre and post show recordings. So please head over to the Patreon page and check out our extra content. It's definitely worth the small amount to sign up and get those episodes each and every month. Give a big shout out to everybody on the CSPN. CSPN.us is where you can find the website. Go there, click on the tab that says keep our podcast free, do some shopping with Amazon or any of our sponsors. Help keep the show free each and every week for all of our listeners, everybody who subscribes to the shows. You can find the NXT Cast on the web through CSPN.us, and you can also listen to us through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is search for The WrestleCast - The CSPN. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been The NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Hi, see you in the hashtag. Keep wearing your mask.
I gotta give it to you, Escobar. You're some man. You can always rely on you. You can always depend on you for a good laugh, you know? See, I'm watching you on my TV tonight, and I see a guy that has one final chance to send a message to their opponent for the biggest match of their life, a takeover stand deliver. You have one shot to send me a message, and what do you choose to do? You issue an open challenge to the NXT roster just like I did last week. Why am I not surprised to see you taking a page out of my book one more time? I'm not surprised, because you've been impersonating me now for a year, running around that little replica title of yours. You call yourself the Emperor of Lucha Libre. I say you can call yourself whatever you want, but after next Thursday you will not call yourself a champion. I ain't gonna climb those ladders, I'm gonna pull down those championships, and I ain't gonna unite the Cruiserweight division under my reign. I ain't gonna unify the Cruiserweight division under me, the greatest Cruiserweight of the modern era. I have gone down in history as the longest reigning Cruiserweight champion in this company's entire history. That is a fact. And you are gonna find out, Santos Escobar, at TakeOver Stand and Deliver, that you never bet against an ace.